when you get through with it, pretty good, ain't it? But one individual of those by themselves might not be so good. And so if you try to separate the things that God's doing in your life, may not seem so good. But if you put them all together, see, look with me now in Romans chapter number 8. And now keep in mind, they said all these things are against us. But look in Romans chapter number 28, for we know that all things, here's them things again, all things are against us. But he said all things work together for good to them, the Romans 8:28, that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I'm glad that I love God this morning. If you're in this chapter 8, that we're going to be reading a few verses of, you'll see how that not only talks about us loving God, but it talks more about God loving us. Amen. And then he says here, he said, no, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Him he called. I'm glad he called us. Amen. Destinate, for whom he foreknew. Look at what he said, according to his purpose. He said in verse 29, whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, brethren, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Don't worry about those things that you think are working against you. Don't worry about anybody who can be against you when God is for you. It's a shouting ground, folks, that God's for us. He called us. And whether you like it or not, he predestinated us and conformed us. He's conformed us in the image of his Son, thank God. I wasn't looking for God no more than Apostle Paul was on the road to Damascus, but he had mercy upon me. He called me. Thank God he justified me. One of these days he can completely glorify me. I'll be like him, thank God. But now he's conforming to his image. And whatever God uses, whatever he chooses to use, thank God he is God and he never makes a mistake. I've certainly tried to do my best to not argue with God what I've been through with in the last 4 months, because I know he's still on the throne. He's still ruling. He's still reigning. I had to go get my blood tested Friday. And you know what the results of it was? They said, and Hannah can tell you, she read it and brought it to me and went over it with me. It was all perfect. They all down there had the low and the high, and I was all right in there between them. You know what I said? Thank you, Lord. He's still on the throne. He's still ruling, and he's still reigning. And so I'm going to tell you something. He calls, he justifies, he sure does. You don't think God knew? He foreknew us. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad he did. So what are you going to say to these things? Look at verse 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? You see, when all these things, God is still for us. What shall we say to these things? I'll tell you what we can say to them. Praise God for them. Because God's for us. Well, I tell you, I'd rather have him on my side than anybody I know. Hallelujah. Well, that's so. He said, he that spared not his own Son, verse number 32. He says, he but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? All these things, sometimes it is working, but I'll tell you something. When he gave us his Son freely, I'm telling you, anything else is nothing you might say compared to what he gave us when he gave us his son. He spared him not. Delivered him up. Now I want you to get this. For who? Us. All. How shall it not with him? It's all with him. Freely. Give us all things. And whatever God's given us, all of these things, I can tell you, if you love God and been called according to his purpose, listen, I'm telling you, it's working for your good. Sure is. It's working for your good. And I'm going to tell you something. He knows a lot better how to do it than we do. You never outwise God, never outsmart him. You never outdo him. He knows best. No need to try. Right. Look what he said. So, I preached one time, I'll never forget, in revival somewhere on this chapter. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? There's no charge against the elect of God. It's God that justifies, and he's the only one that it matters. It doesn't matter what other people say. Other people come up and say, I don't believe you're a Christian. Well, that ain't going to make no difference. And kind of, there's no charge against those. Why? That ain't all. There's no condemnation. Look at verse number 34. Amen. It's God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that dieth. There's no condemnation. This verse, chapter, stops off. Therefore, no condemnation than in Christ Jesus, who walked not in the flesh, but in the spirit. There's no charge against the elect of God. There's no condemnation on God's children. I came into this world. I was under condemnation. I was headed the wrong direction. But I want to tell you something. God, in his marvelous grace and mercy, came, saved me, lifted that condemnation, justified me. Thank God, guess it, I'd never sinned. Someone told me yesterday, we was talking about somebody didn't go to church. I said, no. He said, you know what I think? I said, what? He said, I think some people think they're just not good enough to go and not worthy to go. And I don't know. I'm going to tell you something. You know what I told him? Well, you can kick me on out then. Because I'll tell you what, not a one of us could stand here or sit here today and say that we was worthy. Amen. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, we can stand here and say he is. And so there's no condemnation. It's Christ that justifies. It's not other folks that forgives. It's God that forgives. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. It's God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It's Christ that died. He's the one that died for your sins. He's the one that died for mine. Sure wasn't nobody else. Amen. And thank God. He's the one died for our sins. He's the one that can justify. He's the one that we accepted. And he's the one. Thank God he is. So there's no charge. There's no condemnation. Then he's the one that died and rather that is risen again. He's alive. Not just on Easter Sunday that he's alive all the time. He's alive. He's alive. He died for your sins and he's alive this morning. There's no charge. There's no condemnation. And not only has he died and rose again, he's at the right hand of God and who also make intercession for us. You know he's praying for us? Did you know we can come boldly to the throne room of grace and obtain mercy and grace to help us in the time? You don't ever think about him. He's there praying for you. He's at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you. And you know what's so good about prayer? He's there making intercession for us. The Holy Ghost, he's here. If we don't know how to pray, he'll help you. I don't see how you can go wrong praying like that. The Holy Ghost in happiness and Jesus are at the right hand of the Father and the Father listening. Oh, what a wonderful thing. Our problem is getting there praying. Let's get there. Let's bow. Let's pray. He making intercession for us. Verse 35 said there's no separation. Look. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Somebody said, well, I'm going to try to get in between you and your love for Christ. I want to tell you something. There ain't nothing separate us from Christ's love to us. Now, sometimes people go, they're loving the world, they're loving other things, and loving this, and loving that more than they're loving God. But I'm going to tell you something. God's love is pure, it's strong, and nothing can separate him from his love toward us. A lot of you had children. A lot of you sitting there had children. You loved them, didn't you? If I made a mistake, did you quit loving them? No. You know, probably one of the hardest things a youngin' has to ever cope with, one thing is if a parent's whooping them, distance them, and tell them I'm doing this because I love you. I'll never forget one of my older sisters. If you had a whole bunch in your family, there's 11 of us. I was 8 down the list. If you got a bunch ahead of you, you can learn a lot. I'll never forget my daddy was whooping with my older sisters one day, and she was getting up on him so close, and she said, I love you, daddy, I love you. He couldn't hardly get a good lick at her. She weren't running the other way, but she just getting so close to him, hugging on to him. I never forgot. I weren't about that high. I didn't forget something else, too. It saved me from getting... I got some, but it saved me from getting a lot more. But you know what? He loved us. And you know what God does? Them that's his and loves? He corrects us, too. He chastens us. Corrects us, don't he? He loves us. That's one sign of sonship. Amen. I don't go around whooping. I never did go around. Now, I had to get grandyoungin or two, but I never did go around whooping somebody else's youngins. Did you? Just take care of your own. That's what God does. If you be without chastisement, you're not a son. What he said. But I'm glad there's no separation from the love of Christ. He said in verse 35, no separation from the love of Christ, a tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. And it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, here it is again, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. How? Through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. What did he say? Nay, in all these things, what things? He named them before he got there. Tribulation. We are more than conquerors. I'm glad by the grace of God that we can be a conqueror. We can be more than a conqueror. How? Through him that loved us. Tribulation is one of the things. Tribulation don't separate us from the love of God. Tribulation, we can be more than conquerors through these things. We can conquer tribulation. Although whatever you may be going through with, you can still serve God and love God and be victorious. All these things working for our good in Romans 8. In all these things we are more than a conqueror. Tribulation. Well, we know one day is coming such great tribulation on this earth. But God hadn't appointed us to that. But we've got plenty of them now. Amen. But you can be more than a conqueror. You don't have to bow to it. You don't have to let it distress you, disturb you, depress you. You can walk through it and live through it because God is with you. Not, we cannot let tribulation do it. Nor distress. I might leave off some of that and say nor stress. But that distress is something like a mental anguish, something inside. Maybe not something on the outside. But you know how the devil works. He'll come against you. But always remember, I'm more than a conqueror. How? Why? Because Jesus. Because Him. Through Him. By Him. And by Him alone. So distress. How about persecution? We don't know much about that. We may find out. Some of the early Christians went through awful persecutions. But we still more than conquerors. What about the famine? Well, we never know much about that. Some parts of the world do. Early church, some of them did. But he said, you're still more than a conqueror then. What about nakedness? Not even enough to even have enough clothes to put on. That's a sign of being poor. Still, you can be more than a conqueror. What about peril? Always in danger. Still more than a conqueror. What about the sword? That means death. Many of the early church went through it. You ever read in the book Fox Martyrs? Some of them, I'm sure you have. You ever read what some of them went through with? Some of them they burned at the stake, killed them. And I was reading the other day where one of them finally told the one that was doing all that, said, all you doing, that's what he told him. He told some of his upper spirits that was killing Christians, said, all you doing is just glorifying them more because they dying praising God. Yeah. And some of them, when they were burning them, they'd clap their hands and praise God. But you know why? They're more than a conqueror. And that's why he told them, said, all you're doing is just adding to what they're saying and testifying. They believe so strong in Jesus Christ, in His death and His burial and resurrection, they're willing to die. But He said, you're still more than a conqueror. He was conquering them. More than a conqueror. And all these things. But I never want you to forget this. It's through Him. Now here's the secret that loves us. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. It does you good to know somebody loves you. It's good to be loved. It's good to be loved by a companion, children, parents. It's good to be loved. But what he's telling us here is, he wants us to know how much Jesus loved us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And you know why? It take a lot of love to give your Son. He did. And we can be more than a conqueror through Him. Apart from Him, we can't. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. You ought to hide that in your heart and quote it to yourself. You ought to not forget this verse here, through Christ. Who? Strengthened me. I'm more than a conqueror through Him that loved me. He loves you. He loves you. He proved it on Calvary. He sure did. And then He said, I'm persuaded that neither, verse 38, neither death nor life or angels or principalities, or powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Whether you're alive or you die, life and death can't do it. Angels, principalities, and powers, and nothing present, nothing to come, can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. You said, I don't know if anybody loves me or not. I won't tell you one does. God does. Son does. Loves us. And we go out and do trouble. That's why I keep telling people, different every day. I can testify one thing. He said he would never leave you or forsake you. That's true. That's so. You may not know you're in this world, and I didn't for a few days. But I tell you what, he stayed with me. Hallelujah. He's still there, and he loves me. And you know what keeps me going? I know he still loves me. I know he still loves me. Hallelujah. I know he still loves me. If I could do like that, brother, I'd play a song right here. Hallelujah. We got one at the prison does that. He's good, too. But I'm glad he loves me. It does me good to know somebody else loves me. Amen. It does me good when people tell me I'm praying for you. Praise God. By the way, I'm going to do something. Brother Sam Allen came by the other day and gave me a $100 bill. Going out, he said he won't put this on the building. So I'm going to put it in here. For... Sure did. We went and ate dinner together. He, before we ever eat, he's up. He brings conviction on me. But Donnie, you know what he was doing? He got up to the table before we eat. He had tracks. He'd go on down there and talking to people. Two policemen come by and he gave him a track. Prayed with him right in the restaurant. Don't bother him a lick. But he was up talking to people about the Lord. Amen. Sure did. You know what? People everywhere praying for us. Praying for you. Praying for our church. And I'm glad that God loves us. I know you love me and I know I love y'all. But it's more important to know that God loves us all. And ain't nothing can separate us from it. All these things. And if you're thinking, before we close, if you're thinking that you're going through something that's against you, this is the whole message this morning, like Jacob did. He thought that all this is working against him. He thought he done lost a son. Thought the beast had devoured him. They done had Simon over holding him. And then they said he couldn't go back. Joseph told him, yes, he knew what he was doing. He told him, said, don't come back if you don't bring your other brother, baby brother, Benjamin. We can't do that. Our father would die. But you know what? And Jacob thought all these things was working against him. But they were working for him. And so that's what I'm trying to say this morning, that all of these things work together. Now, I don't remember three things. Jacob said, you know, three sons that were working against him. But you go over in the book of Romans, there's more of these things there that we conquers over than in three.
That's right.
Amen? And so I'm saying to you, whatever it is, God's on the throne. He's ruling and reigning, thank God. And he is working for your glory, for his glory, and for your benefit. You said, what about all this you've been through with? I'm telling you what it's going to do. It's going to work together for good.
Amen.
And I'm not arguing with God, and I haven't been mad with him a lick. I've been praising him.
Yes.
If you're going through something, just remember, he knows it. He's there with you. And it ain't going to separate his love from you. Not at all. Just love you more and more and more. Hallelujah. And therefore, I want to love him back more and more and more. All these things. You said, I can't even count them up on my fingers, how many things is working. Well, maybe the more things working, more good come out of it.
Amen.
Amen. But I can tell you, if you're God's, some good working for you good. It's them that love God now. Those that are called according to his purpose. Are you called? If you do, you love him. He loves you. He's working. I'm glad he is. Would you stand with me this morning?